beautiful. How are you at being empathetic? Empathy. It's the art of not judging someone who is in a cranky mood. According to Maya Angelou, she thinks we all have empathy. We just may not have enough courage to display it, meaning it takes courage to open ourselves to someone else's pain, struggles, or joy, to admit that we can relate to those feelings and to act on that understanding. And it's not just the courage factor either. Are we moving so quickly, so obliviously throughout our day that we don't notice when someone is off? They don't have their usual smile on their face, or perhaps they're constantly looking down at the ground. Well, my friend, that's the itch I want to scratch today. Being in tune and aware of those around us, not just enough to stop and say hi, but hi, how are you doing today? And I'll be the first to admit I'm not always so good about that. So let's do something to change that. Does that sound good to you? And to help push us with this work, why don't you pick up your customizable prayer journal at my Rise, Love, Live boutique on etsyshop.com. The link is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Today is Maundy Thursday, making the final Thursday of Lent. And as we approach Good Friday with quiet reflection and deep contemplation, we ask, dear Lord, that you continue to fill our hearts with hope and peace, even though this season is coming to an end and a new one is about to unveil itself. We continue to have an open heart, an open mind, so that we arrive on Sunday morning with just a smidge of the love and compassion that Jesus had for us. With his courage and grace, we turn our focus outward, embracing the love and kindness laid on our hearts. I know this can be challenging while working on healing ourselves. However, I promise we will gain strength by helping someone through their fire. When we love someone else more than ourselves, we selflessly put their needs before our own. And from that act, we are rewarded with a shield of resilience. And that, my friend, is the simple act of showing empathy, understanding their perspective, and in turn, showing compassion. You see, these emotions are essential when we're trying to relate to someone else's experiences. The phrase walking a mile in their shoes means immersing yourself in someone else's perspective and appreciating their struggles and joys. It's about seeing someone else's world through their eyes and feeling what they are going through. These expressions remind us that life isn't a competition to see who can outdo the other, but rather an opportunity to connect, support, and uplift one another. In fact, Ephesians 4:2 tells us to always be humble and gentle, be patient, and accept each other with love. Amen. So how do we go about doing that? Well, there's a few things that we can do. First, listen actively and validate someone's feelings by paying close attention to what they say and acknowledging their emotions. You can also express understanding by offering support without judgment, demonstrating empathy and a willingness to assist them through their difficulties. In fact, I'd like to take that one step further. Offer support without solution. Sometimes people just need to be heard, and sometimes they're lucky enough to come to that solution themselves. So don't always be ready to give a solution because they may not be ready to hear it just quite yet. Along those same lines, use nonverbal cues such as nodding, maintaining eye contact, and using appropriate facial expressions to show that you're engaged and receptive to their communication. And this one is important. Often we sit with someone, we have a cup of tea, a glass of wine, or what have you. They pour their heart out to us. We do all the right things. We're non-judgmental. We have empathy. We're actively listening and we're nodding all the while. Everyone goes home and a week later, did you follow up with them? So number four on our list today is to follow up with care and concern by checking in on them later, showing that you remember and care about their well-being and offering continued support, not necessarily solutions if needed. Pretty simple, yes? At the end of the day, remember this. Life isn't a competition. Everyone experiences bad days, so help someone whenever possible, just as you'd want them to help you during tough times. Pay it forward when you can, and you will be rewarded tenfold. Learn to read the room. Feel the feelings and emotions around you. By lifting your head just a bit, you might discover the chance to extend support to someone in need. Your presence and kindness can make a difference. I promise. And last, even when you're going through your own fire, you likely possess enough strength, love, and empathy to assist others who may actually be struggling more than you. Sometimes helping someone else across the aisle can be incredibly impactful for them and you. And you just might save a life. Dear Lord, please give me the strength to lift my head and recognize when someone needs help more than I do. I pray for your grace and mercy that I might extend a tenth of the love and compassion Jesus showed us on that dark and lonely day. Allow us the serenity and rejoice in the day the Lord made. Enjoy this peace, my friend, and then celebrate with joy in your heart. We lift all of this up in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe in you. Now, it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.